contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The head of TikTok trying to convince lawmakers not to ban the popular app.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee, in a seemingly rare bipartisan moment, is grilling TikTok CEO Shou-Zi Chew about the Chinese Communist Party's involvement in TikTok and how certain expression isn't free on the platform, such as things making China look bad.
The massacre in Tiananmen Square.
That kind of content is available on our platform. You can go and search it.
I will remind you that making false or misleading statements to Congress is a federal crime.
I understand.
But the heart of the hearing surrounds data privacy and national security. The CEO's promise to use firewalls to keep TikTok's U.S. user data secure is met with skepticism.
Fox's Eben Brown, Chew also insisting the parent company ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. China, Russia, and Ukraine are part of the focus in a record U.S. defense budget.
This fight is not just in Ukraine's interest. It is in the U.S. interest to protect the system that has prevented great power war for 8 decades.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley at a House hearing on the total defense budget, an $842 billion request that also addresses concerns about unmanned aircraft weeks after the shoot down of a Chinese spy balloon.
On land, we're investing in air and missile defense, and we're investing in defenses to counter unmanned aerial vehicles. We're also requesting $11 billion to deliver the mix of long-range fires that our security demands.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the budget is aimed at keeping America safe in the 21st century. A bill to ban gender-affirming care for minors has just advanced in the Nebraska legislature. Two lawmakers who oppose it say they will filibuster every bill for the rest of the 90-day session. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A possible hush money indictment of former President Trump is on hold for another day as the grand jury investigating that case in New York City meets today on a different case after yesterday's session was canceled.
These delays are happening amid what sources tell Fox News Digital is major dissension within the Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office and concern over the, quote, weakness of their case. This case centered around a $130,000 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels relies on the credibility of star witness Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney who was convicted of lying to Congress.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The grand jury probe believed to be centered on elevating the potential charge to a felony by calling the payment to Daniels a campaign donation and accusing Trump of covering it up. Trump posting on Truth Social that he's 100% innocent, accusing the Manhattan DA of carrying out radical left plans. Meantime, DA Alvin Bragg is rejecting a request from House Republicans for documents and testimony from the case in a letter obtained by the Associated Press, calling it an unlawful incursion into New York's sovereignty with no legitimate basis. A company that provides services to businesses is cutting thousands of jobs.
Consulting and outsourcing firm Accenture is cutting 19,000 jobs, about 2.5% of its workforce. Accenture provides corporate services ranging from accounting to marketing. It's also consolidating some of its office space. The company says it is still hiring elsewhere. Accenture reported revenue up 5% in the recent quarter, and its earnings were better than expected. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks bounce back from Fed worries, at least for now. The Dow's up 286 points. Oil back over $70 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.